from the altar, daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. You'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar, daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Malabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. The grace and power of God rise upon you in Jesus' mighty name. The mighty hand of the Lord that has upheld you to this very hour will not abandon you in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 68 verse 1 say, "Let God arise, let his enemy be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him." Brethren, I declare and I decree today, as many that wants to stand as Sambalat and Tobiah against the good work that the Lord has started in you, the Lord will arise and they shall be scattered in Jesus' mighty name. The grace of God that has endowed you with his good hand and sent men of understanding to you shall hold you to the end in Jesus' mighty name. That is settled in Jesus' name. Today, brethren, I want us to continue with men of understanding. Brethren, remember where we are coming from? How it all started? It started with the good hand of God. Now, when you have good hand of God in the spiritual realm, it will touch the physical. It will affect the physical. When the physical is being affected positively, men of understanding will come around you. And in that men of understanding, the second part of it says, in the book of Daniel, chapter 1, from verse 19, he says, "And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king." Verse 20, "And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all Israel." Hallelujah. Brethren, today, as you come in with the Lord, as you move further with God, challenges are normal. Like I've said earlier on, challenges is like fire to raw gold. Raw gold will pass through fire before the beauty of that gold can be seen, before it can be visible. Brethren, no matter what you are passing through, when you tabernacle with God, God will send men of understanding to you. When you fear God, that's the beginning of understanding. So the moment you fear God, he will stretch forth his hand, and after stretching forth his hand, he directs men to you. Brethren, I pray today that in all that getting, you will get understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. And their understanding will attract men. Men that will understand what you understood in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, when you see that, the king tried them. He tried Daniel. He tried the three Hebrew boys, and none of them failed, because the hand of the Lord has been upon them. They are 10 times better than the magician and astrologers. You too, you will enjoy that grace in the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty hand of the Lord that has connected you and has taken you this far will not be withdrawn in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, when we are talking about men of understanding, as I'm rounding up that topic today, you will always reference God, and you will see yourself understanding more and more. And the people that will come around you will not see you. They will see the grace and glory of God, and they will see it as an opportunity even to tabernacle with you, to help you. They will understand that you are not ordinary, that you are a special species, but you will always reference God. Don't grow. Don't say, "I." Don't say, "I'm this and that." If the hand of God is being withdrawn, men of understanding will disappear. So the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20 is saying something to us. "Brethren, be not children in understanding. How be it in malice be ye children, but in the understanding be men." Understand that it's not you, it's God's grace that is manifesting in you. Reference him at all time, and make sure that you don't put it in your mind that your hand is doing this. Remember, somebody said so, and he suffered for 7 years. Nebuchadnezzar, do you remember? Brethren, let us remain humble, steadfast, and obedient to his word. Reference God at all time. Don't give excuse when things are working for you. Don't abandon the church. Don't abandon the gathering of the brethren. Don't blow your trumpet before those that are ahead of you. Always remain calm. Don't tell them that you have arrived. Always remain humble, and it shall be well with you. Don't be with men of understanding while you will be lacking understanding. Be with men of understanding. At the same time, learn from their understanding and remain in understanding. If you try to prove that you are higher than them or you are this and that, remember, the Lord will always raise the humble. The proud will always come down. You will not become a proud in Jesus' mighty name, and it shall be well with you. This month is a month to flourish. You will flourish in Jesus' mighty name. Let me stop here. Till tomorrow, by the grace of God, when you'll be hearing from me, I say the peace of the Lord abide with you. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90380214 02 or +234 80561678 40. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.